Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A. You were just listening to one of the beautiful voices of the Pacific Northwest, Miss Tiffany Wilson. So I see my partner in crime has not called in yet, so I'm not sure if he's going to join me tonight, but that's okay. I'll just keep it flowing as I always do. So I hope that everybody's had a great week so far, and looking forward to a wonderful weekend ahead. I know this is considered hump day, so my day's been great thus far. Just kind of been chilling, honestly, and hanging out and playing on Facebook and posting and this and that, something I hadn't done in a while because I've been so busy, you know, with working on Flava News things and playing, you know, grandma, taking care of my two grandchildren. So I am doing wonderful and hope the same for you. If anybody out there is listening live or in the chat room, I welcome you to call in and hang out with me. The number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to go to a track and play a song by one of LA's favorites. It's an artist artist out of Inglewood, California. They go by the name or initials You and I, and this song is Beautiful Day.
Yeah. Rapper, feel good, don't it? Yo, early morning to late afternoon, sun came up just a little too soon. frosted flakes and milk on the spoon. I know I'm grown, but I watch cartoons. Kinda remind me of my youth, when it was okay if you act uncouth. Mama always said to me, tell the truth. So why rappers now lie in the booth? I'm done drinking the juice. I shower up, get some fresh ideas. Jump on the phone with a few peers. They all say that this is my year. Gassing me up, but it's good to hear. It's like the equivalent to a cheer. It's like the opposite of a sneer. Take a picture how I look from here.
Now put your glasses up, you can roll it up. You can drink to this, you can smoke to this. You can roll to this, put your window down. And bump the sound through anywhere that feels good.
Mohawk with the V-neck, skinny jeans with some kicks you ain't seen yet. Kinda hard to ignore what they say. Why criticize the dude? I'm just trying to give hay. Hey, just a beautiful day. Crave for some cereal, but Pooh ate the flakes. Throw an omelet on the plate. John can't rest on the back in the sun, I make it rain.
It's like the sunset at a beach with a freak.
Truth or Dare Elementary, trying to get a peek.
Over cruising the breeze, bumping Al Green with my sunroof, crack bucket seat on lean. Life is a canvas and the sun is a splash of Da Vinci, a dash of the Izzy, to keep the ladies in tune with what I gotta say. Paint the world gold on this beautiful day.
I'm still high as shit, still can't tell which Nina Sky is which. Still trying to find my pitch. I call you my, yeah, never my boo. I get inspired by the weed too. Fake crews, the choice is yours, now choose. I pay dues, I play to pay dues. Fuck the A-list, I was never one for school. The mood swings, he ain't a slouch. A living legend in the making, they called him a grouch. He opened his mouth and words came out. On a beautiful day, the paper boys in route. On my GT bike, Dogtown is south. Side of Santa Monica, the Venice Beach. My people is wild, and it's a perfect day. Keeping a smile, and you and I both know.
Now put your glasses up, you can roll it up. You can drink to this, you can smoke to this. You can roll to this, put your window down. And bump the sound through anywhere that feels good.
Just a beautiful day,
that's so good.
Just a beautiful day,
that's so good. Good.
It's just a beautiful day.
Just pump it up and just vibe.
That was you and I from Inglewood, California, with their track called Beautiful Day. I see that I have a caller. I think I may know who this is. Caller from the 803. You're on with Lady Flava on the Mosaic Show.
Yes, yes, Lady Flava. How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Verbal. I'm good. How are you, darling?
Just been a little busy trying to promote my book, trying to get my novel out, and just trying to create at the same time.
Okay. So how you think things are going as far as, promoting, what you're doing? You think people are paying attention and being supportive, or do you find it's a struggle and...
Well,
need some help.
Well, no, I don't think it's too much of a struggle because, as you can see, my name, I'm trying to put my name everywhere. Now, whether they pay attention, I don't know, but I'm putting my name out there everywhere it is. In my book, My Clouds Have Wings, which can be purchased, if I might, Mary?
Of course. Put your info out.
Okay. It's available on Barnes & Noble and also Amazon.com.
Okay.
And later on this spring, because I had to revamp some things, my novel Incoming will be out hopefully in March and no later than April.
Okay.
Because...
Okay.
I did some tweaking to it, and it's going to be a much better novel. And that gives me time to work with my brother on the video production part of it, doing promos and everything. And I'm just having a lot of fun. And then at the same time, I'm writing new pieces and trying to do this and that, trying to get heard.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit distracted. My daughter's sitting here writing me a note, but it appears that L.A. just got out of a surgery and is leaving the office now. So I'm not sure if he's going to make it in time to be on the show, but I guess he's going to try to. I don't know. For those of you that don't know, L.A. is actually a surgical dental assistant.
So when I come out there, he can take a look at my teeth, too. That's all right. Man, y'all have it going on out there in the Northwest, I'm telling you.
So I know. He's usually Mondays is his rough day. You know, sometimes Wednesdays are, but it appears that the last couple Wednesdays he's had some surgeries that have run late, so he's usually very tired, and he doesn't necessarily live close to the dental office that he works at. So we'll see if he makes it in time. But now that I know what's going on with L.A., I feel much better because I didn't know if he forgot or what. So, you know. We were going to talk about him, you know.
Just a little bit.
We'll forgive him. We'll forgive him. He came up with a good excuse to give the teacher. You know, I wanted to put something out there, and, you know, maybe you'd be willing to have a dialogue with me verbal on this. I was listening to a show just a little bit ago that a dear friend of mine, Kale Belvin, was on with an artist by the name of Kari out of California, being interviewed about spoken word. And I couldn't honestly tell you what the show was called now. The host name is Tanya something. But it was really interesting because, you know, Kale's out of New York, and Kari's out of Oakland, California. And they were giving so much props to, you know, the East Coast, to New York, you know, and all of that as far as the love that spoken word artists get and, you know, how there's just so much out there on the East Coast going on for, you know, artists to get recognized and to be heard and to be able to perform and, you know, such a great appreciation that we on the East Coast kind of lack. And that just kind of made me sad, you know, because one of the reasons why L.A. and I created the Mosaic Show is, as you know, we love to play the artists out here on the in the Pacific Northwest. So it just kind of, you know, it hurts me to hear when a West Coast person feels that they get supported or heard or there's more for them on a different coastline than where they're actually from. And I think that's one of the things is that, you know, the East Coast is known for that, you know, Atlanta, you know, and all of that, you know. So, you know, we've got the talents out here on the West Coast, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out what it is that, you know, Lady Flava in her small way, you know, can try to do to, you know, show the support and love to, you know, our artists out here, you know, because they deserve to get the love. They shouldn't feel like they have to go all the way to New York, you know, and it feels like, you know, the competition's so tough out there to even compete with, that, you know, I don't know. I hate to hear that. I mean, I understand it. You know, like talking about going to the New Eureka in New York and all of that and performing, you know, but it just makes me sad, you know, and it sounds like there are some things going on there in South Carolina for you guys, you know, and thanks to Max Parthas and Tribal Rain and all of that, but do you feel where you are that there isn't enough support and interest, or do you feel like in South Carolina there is?
Well, thank goodness there are people like Max Parfus who have a vision to, you know, to have venues and give artists a chance, not necessarily to, you know, berate them in any way, because at that venue in Columbia, South Carolina, it's the atmosphere. You know, you do have a lot of great talent, but it's the camaraderie and the atmosphere there that that makes me want to travel 85 miles every second Tuesday for Sessions Live.
Okay.
And I'm quite sure that there are places on the West Coast. But as you know, it's every artist's dream to be in New York.
Right.
Because you don't really have that, you know, New York is where it's at. Once you do New York or up in that region, you done made it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe,
right.
you know, whether that's true or
right.
not, but
right.
everybody wants to play in Madison Square Garden. But
right.
there are so many great venues across the country. I would find it hard to believe that one would be necessarily better than the other one, outside of maybe the financial factor in it, in the name recognition. But if you
mm-hmm.
are a good spoken word artist or a good poet or a good writer, hell, the world is your stage.
Right.
Why limit yourself to just one particular place
right.
and forget where you have been? Because when you come back, if you have been, it'll be like a Roman general coming back from victory, marching into Rome. That's my sentiment of it. And unfortunately, I can see where there may be a possibility the same thing that happened to hip-hop can happen to spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly because you have a lot of nepotism going on. You know, you have your favorites. And
yes.
True, everybody like who they like.
Right.
But to discredit one person in favor of another person and, you know, it's spoken word. I mean, sometimes it can get out of hand. And I would just hate to see the things that happen in hip-hop to bring
right.
that down. I would hate to see that happen to spoken word, because actually spoken word and poetry are the last vessels of free speech in a way. And like I try to tell people, you know, from the beginning that there were governments, they always tried to suppress the free thinkers, because the free thinkers, like the poets and the writers, they are the one that let the people know right or wrong whether the government was treating them right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go back all the way, you can trace that back to Socrates and Plato and Arimenides and, you know, those guys. And then when you come up to further civilizations, you had people like Cervantes. I have a friend on my Facebook, and he's in the Philippines. His name is Danny. That man, we take so much for granted in this country, and Danny has to write under censorship. Because he's outside of the United States. People do not realize that we are, from the other countries that I ever lived in the continents I lived on, this is the only country where you can basically say any damn thing you want.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about the secret police or them people with those funky acronyms come knock at your door, take
right.
somebody out your house, and you never see them anymore, and there's pictures and candles, you know. This is the only country that you can say anything. So why don't we take advantage of that and say the right thing to make a difference, to touch people? And those
well,
are my sentiments. Because, you know, all this petty bickering that I'm just new to spoken word, really. And to starting to see a lot of it, you know, it really does concern me. But like I said, I just hope, you know, spoken word doesn't succumb to the same, you know, problems that hip-hop did, because that would really be a travesty.
It would be. You're right. And
because nobody,
you know,
who would there be left
right.
give the message. Who's going to be left?
Right.
If the spoken word artists fall the same way the hip-hop artists did, who's going to be left to really bring forth a real good message, and the people won't scrutinize them with incredible, you know how people are. You know, they look at you with a fine piece of magnifying glass. So
yes.
And
I totally hear what you're saying and appreciate that. And I would pray that that doesn't, you know, come into play when it comes to spoken word, you know, or poets, you know, across the United States. For me, you know, when it comes to the arts, man, there's so many different, you know, talents out there and varieties, you know, that I guess, you know, since I'm not an artist, you know, that I have this capability of sitting back and just appreciating. I mean, I can honestly tell you if something's not good. You know, I can tell you there are people who really think they have a talent and it's not there the way they think, or it's not tapped into and polished, you know, yet. And things, you know, but that doesn't mean that they don't have the right to be creative, you know. So it just, you know, when I heard that, you know, kind of come out of Kari's mouth, it just kind of like, I told him, I said, you know what, when you're ready to come to Seattle, I will put on a show just for you, you know. So,
wow.
He was like, Lady Flava, you know, when my CD comes out, I got a 26 track, you know, CD that's coming out, you know, and I'm going to be going on a tour. I'll come up to Seattle. I said, would you just stay in touch with me, because we'll get you up here to Seattle and you know, put on a showcase for you. But I think that, you know, maybe that was a good thing for me to hear that, you know, verbal, because I think that might just really push me in a direction of just, you know, what I need to do up here. You know, we do have open mics up here. We've got some amazing open mics. Now, do we have a whole heck of a lot? No, I can't honestly say that we do. There are open mics up here that are very segregated, you know, by ethnic groups, which is kind of sad. You know, there are some that are diverse, you know, but there's many of them are very segregated and very, very different styles and pieces and talents. The one thing about Flava Coffee House when I did my shows was that they were so very diverse in ethnic groups, age groups, economic groups, just the talents, you know, fan base and artists. And it was such a mesh of people that, you know, that part, you know, just broke my heart to close my coffee house and not have that anymore. And I know my Flava Coffee House family, you know, was pushing me to at least have a show, and I just never followed through with doing that. So maybe that's what I need to do is, you know, establish a regular, you know, Flava show or something again, so that, you know, it is back out there, you know, that Flava's doing a show and people know that. I don't know, you know, like, Kalam Macy's been out here. He's performed for the Seattle Poetry Slam. Mahogany Brown from New York has also been out here, you know, and stuff. So it's like, the, you know, Chanel Gabriel. So, you know, several of the East Coast New York poets have wanted to come here and have come here to perform. So I think that maybe that's just what I need to, you know, really, really do is just, I'm Flava News has been working on establishing a relationship with a certain venue here, and it's a great venue to host a variety of showcases at. And so, you know, maybe that's something I want to explore with them as far as, like, you know, doing an open mic that's geared towards spoken word.
Well, Lady Flava, let me say this. A person like me, I wouldn't care if I was in the, well, sometimes I even go out on my deck because I live in the middle of the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where I perform. If there is anything that would listen, a cow or a bird, I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know, I do not, well, I hope I don't have that egotistical type mental mindset where all I want to do is be in certain places. I don't think I can be that. I don't think I could do that.
Right.
Basically, if anybody want to hear something I have to say, I'm going to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be in San Antonio or Two Mule, Mississippi, or One Hole, Minnesota, it doesn't matter. If people want to hear a message, it shouldn't matter. Go there. Give your message.
Right.
Express it the best you can.
Right.
Best out of it. And I have one suggestion for you. Whatever direction that you go in, make sure you're doing it out of the love for the art.
Well, it is. I mean, it's something that I love and I miss, you know, from what I created at my coffee shop, you know. And, you know, and I think that what it comes down to with me, I will probably have to narrow back, you know, all the different directions that I'm going when it comes to how and who I support, you know, through Flava News, because sometimes it honestly gets stressful because I feel like I'm pulled in so many directions, and I want to support everybody. You know, I just do, and there's just not enough time in the day and resources, you know, available to be able to do that. Because, you know, I honestly envision if I could get the finances together where Flava News is self-sufficient, I would hire somebody, you know, to help L.A. and Michael and I in what we're doing.
Right.
So it's just something that I want to think about, and I think it honestly was good to hear that conversation that KL and Kari were having with Miss Tanya, you know, because it just kind of gave me an insight to, you know, how West Coast artists are thinking, you know. I mean, I've heard it from some of the hip-hop artists out here, you know, but it was kind of interesting to hear it from a spoken word artist, so...
But you have LA. LA is on the West Coast, and then Portland has a somewhat cultural background, as well as other, you know, cities out west. And
that's why I'm kind of
hard to believe, because if you're out in LA and you're doing open mic, I mean, you never know who's in the audience.
Well, that's true, but also he's in the Bay Area. He's in Oakland, and so there's all kinds of shows that are taking place in Oakland and, you know, in San Francisco and stuff. And so that's just kind of interesting to me about that. But, you know, it just put a thought in my head, so I just thought I would throw that out to you. I'm going to actually play a spoken word piece by one of my dear, dear friends who's out of Atlanta. And you can share your thoughts after you hear this piece. It's by a lady. She is now going by Pulsimetry. She was Miss Quiet Storm, but since there's so many quiet storms out there, she chose to change her name. And this piece is called You Provoke Me.
You provoke me. Every time I see you, hear your voice, smell you, taste you, feel you, you provoke me. You provoke me every time you speak my name, sing my name, you provoke me. You provoke me every time you come near. It's your heart that I hear, and the sound is so clear. And it's calling me. Baby, you provoke me. When you hold me, the feeling is so sweet. My body almost can't take the heat. The fire roars throughout my bones. The tones, the groans, and the aftermoans. The bending, the turning, the whirling, the churning. Your thunder sweetly thrashing. Baby, you provoke me to passion.
Yes, sweet, sweet, sweet.
That was You Provoke Me by Boat Symmetry out of Atlanta, Georgia, Miss Sandra Sedgwick. So what do you think of that verbal?
Her voice was impressive by itself. And the lyrics, wow. They were simple. They got the message across beautifully. That is a very intriguing piece. By all means, it's a very good piece.
Mm-hmm.
But she has one of those voices that has the sound of a mature, grown-ass woman.
Yeah, exactly.
That demands your attention. It isn't like a woman who might have a little higher pitch or higher octave voice.
Right.
And that you can like, okay, she sounds like everybody else. You know, or something like that.
Yeah.
Her voice
yeah.
commands your attention. Because when she first started out, she said, you provoke me just by the way you call my name. And you have to like, huh? Okay. Let me sit down and listen to you.
Right.
You know, just, and then the way the lyrics flow and the way she expressed them, the inflections of her voice and the rhythmic styling of it, you know, that, because I was getting ready to do something and I had to stop and sit down. I said, oh, wow, it's her voice. And see, when you have people, when people have that type of gift, and she's using it, using it, and it's a good piece. It is different, it's unique. And her voice commands an audience attention, and that's a great thing.
Well, I'm hoping to be able to convince her to come on the show sometime and just share. She's been working on this, figuring out how to market and put herself out there, and that for her has been a struggle.
Ooh.
I will say that she isn't one who necessarily exposes herself. And that's one of the things that I do find about some artists that have such amazing talents and have a product to sell. They're not necessarily comfortable, you know, in sharing the fact that they have product to sell or even sharing the fact that they have a talent and a gift. And so I think that that's something that I would like to have, you know, a conversation around on one of the shows sometime is, you know, what are the challenges, you know, when it comes to being an artist, you know, in being able to put yourself out there and expose yourself and how comfortable is that for you, to do that? Because, you know, like I have a dear friend, Steven, who has an amazing book out here. He just recently moved to Jackson, Mississippi, but he was up here in the Seattle area. And, you know, he came and performed spoken word on my stage, and I had no idea he was a published author of a novel. You know, and I'm
wow.
like, when I found out by going to his MySpace page. I'm like, you can come into my coffee house and perform it on my stage. And I had no idea you had a book. And it's a great book. It's a great, great book, you know. And I sold tons of coffees for him just out of the coffee house, you know. So it was just like, man, Stephen, how come you don't tell people that you're an author? So I think that, you know, Sandra, Poe Symmetry is a bit like that too, that it's not comfortable for her to share, you know, that she's an artist and that she has a product out there. So
very daunting.
Sure.
Because, see, when you have, well, I've told this story. I cried for 3 days when I had my book.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got my book, I was so emotional. Then it dawned upon me, okay, you have your book. Now let's sell it. Your book, you know, no matter how good it is, you have to push it. You have to give it that little nudge. I call it my child, my book. My Clouds Have Wings, my first book, published book, I had to kind of like push it and come to the realization that I had to do the marketing because I am not with a traditional publishing house, which is a very crucial factor. If anybody's listening and thinking about doing any self-publishing, be ready. Now, if you just want to publish a book for your friends and, you know, just to say, yeah, and have it on a coffee table, you know, and say, yeah, I did a book, see? You know, well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you plan to try to earn a living out of it, or you really believe in your book and you have something to say and you wanted to get it out to the masses, well, get ready to share a lot of yourself with the world. Because if it is a good book, people want to buy it. And once they buy it, the word of mouth is going to start circulating. You ain't got to worry about the internet. But you got to put yourself out there. I had to do it. And it branched off in me getting into spoken word. And also, even to the fact that I'm using every type of media that I can think of to push my book.
Yeah.
Although it's already been out there 9 months, I'm still pushing my book. And I have a novel getting ready to come out, and I'm going to push that just as hard.
Exactly.
Because one thing about me, I do not want to be known as a one-hit author.
Right.
You know, that's, no. I believe in my gift. I believe in my writing. And I'm prove it to, you know, damn the world, but prove it to myself that what I have inside of me is worth me putting down all this effort. So anybody who's out there listening and you're self-published, get ready to market yourself. Look at what your publishing company is going to offer you on the back end. Don't worry about the front end. You need that back end. You need the marketing tools. You're going to need an electronic press kit. You're going to need posters, business cards. You know, that anything, wherever you go, keep that with you. Even if you have to go to Klinko's or Staples and run off poems, put them in dollar frames and sell them, and with the name of your book on the bottom or something, get your name out there, because the more and more you get your name out there, the more people are going to recognize that name. And believe it or not, it's an old saying, if you say it long enough, people are going to believe you. So if you get out there and tell the people that you do have a product that and sound confident, like you believe in it, because nobody's going to buy a book from an author at a book signing and he said, well, you know, my book is okay. I wouldn't do that. I said, you know, me personally, I said, this is a very good book. I would buy it even if I didn't know the guy. And I know him well. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you
right.
You have to do it. Because if you don't, you're going to be like so many self-published authors that first experience of publishing, self-publishing, is going to be so daunting to you that you're not going to write another book. I know about 8 authors like that.
Well, I totally appreciate what you're saying, Verbal, because, you know, I think you're right. You have to believe in yourself. When you have a fine craft like that, you have to, and you have a product to sell. You have to go out there, you know, with your chest out and your head held high and believe in your product, you know, and have that capability of selling it and all. And so, you know, and I think that you're right. I think that you need to have all your ducks in a row when it comes to the electronic, you know, press kit or just a press kit, period. You know, at least an artist bio.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, because when somebody wants to interview feature you or whatever, you need to have that information to send out to them. And it should just be readily available, that all you have to do is click it and send it. I also agree with you as far as, you know, the business cards go and this and that. You know, I've talked to some artists that says, well, you know, I can just, you know, put their phone number into the cell phone. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Yeah, you can. You know, but when you have, you know, something, you know, to actually hand them, you know, it for me, it stands out. And I'm just funny like that. You know, I like these flyers. I like the business cards, and I like business cards that stand out for me.
Let me give the folks a little trick about business cards. You know how people always love to reach in their wallet when they meet somebody new and write down a new number?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? If the back of your business card has something on the back of it also, they're going to keep mm-hmm. that business card and not write anybody else's name where
right.
your business or your product is on the other side of it.
Right.
They're going to say, oh, I can't do this, so I'll put that back. Make sure you use every bit of that business card on both sides. You don't have to put anything extravagant on it, but put something enough on there to let them remind them, whether they turn it one way or flip it over, it's you.
Well, and that's kind of how the business card is that LA and I have. It's you know, it's both sides, and it has our website, you know, and contact information, you know, and all. And it you know, it kind of looks like a piece of art itself. So it kind of stands out from, you know, just a basic business card. But it's just, I think that all of those things are important when it comes to you having a product to sell. You know, and even if the product is just yourself, you know, if you're
exactly.
a performer, you know, to be able to, you know, have something to give somebody. I do also think that it's important to have a strong internet presence. Even if you don't have a website, if you have a Blogspot or you have a MySpace, you know, keep it updated, you know, with information and stuff, and, you know, be able, you know, to direct people that direction to, you know, check out who you are and what you're doing. So, anyway,
It doesn't hurt to. It doesn't even hurt to come on Blog Talk Radio and be known by people.
Well, you know, I encourage people all the time, you know, to call in to the show because, you know, Flava News is about supporting the indie artists and to give indie artists a platform, whether it be, you know, we play your MP3 tracks or whether it be you come on and you give a shout out for whatever it is that you're doing or how you're feeling or, you know, to express a concern, you know, that you have as an artist. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons that, you know, we created this show. It's, you know, I love talking to LA and, you know, we have some interesting conversations. You know, he and I can go back and
sure
forth all day long, you know, but the reality is we do this for you guys, you know, to give you another platform, you know. And again, like I say all the time, we're here in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, we have the capability of exposing you guys to, you know, other listeners and other, you know, fan bases that generally are away from, you know, where you are. So before I go any further, it looks like L.A. is here, so let me bring him in. You there, L.A.?
Great.
Hey, what's happening, people? What's happening, my people?
Wow, what's up, my brother? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Verbal. I'm doing well.
You tired of sticking your fingers down people's mouths all day?
Oh. Man, I'm through, man. I'm through in the towel, man. I'm through tonight. I'm through. But, hey, I had to call in, you know what I'm saying, show the love. As always. So, you know, it never stops. Keep pushing.
Well, it's
Verbal,
glad to hear your
Verbal
voice,
came and
man.
Saved you.
Thank you, Verbal. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, I'm still trying to get another pair of Timberlands for y'all, man. Y'all know it's going to take me about 3 Timberland boots to get out there. You know what I'm saying? I got the first one, so I'm trying to get the second one.
I don't know if you're trying to pull no Javon. I don't know if you want to do that verbal. No.
Oh, do you know my friend Javon verbal?
No,
he
but
have you heard of him?
I've heard that name.
Okay. Well, he
for me.
He is a motivational speaker and a humanitarian. He walked by foot from Charlotte, North Carolina to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
It took 400 miles. It took him 26 days, but he did it all by himself. Well, he did hook up with another friend of mine, Robert Moore, Virginia, at Stafford, Virginia, and Robert walked the rest of the way with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And I know where Stafford, Virginia is, and that is not an easy walk because that's almost down near Emporia on the border of North Carolina and it's on the border of North Carolina and Virginia, right before you get to Emporia. That's a good little walk.
So Javon, walked 400 miles, because he believed he wanted to draw attention to the fact that, we as people can make a difference. It's simple, and that, he was hoping that, people would come out and, walk with him. Originally, he was going to have a camera crew and, people in a car following him and everything. And, all of that fell apart, the day before he was supposed to leave. But he was like, I said I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it. And he did. So.
Well, That's a man with determination. And believe me, with me and my Timbs, I think I could make it out there. It won't be no 26 days, so y'all got to let me know now. Because, see, at 400 miles, I might can get out there by July. What, it's February, about 5 months? Yeah, that's pretty cool. I can get out there.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure that, you bring your backpack or your wagon or something that has, all your product in it, and have a sign saying, that you're selling your product, on the trip, to fund your way to get to Seattle.
That's right. And when I get to Yellowstone National Park, I think I'm going to take me a little break then.
Okay. Yogi might be there to welcome you, Yogi and Boo Boo.
Hey, Boo Boo, would you like to come out and get that man's picnic basket? Look at him. He got a whole bunch of goodies.
He look as big as you.
But anyway.
Verbal, I wanted to tell you the piece, the signs of a butterfly kiss. I likes.
Oh, you like that?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't warn him. Before I played it, I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Well, it's been on my page for Flavor Magazine for the longest. I didn't realize that y'all did not have a copy of it. And actually, that's one of my favorite pieces that I created. I'm very proud of that piece. And, maybe one day I might do a CD. But,
well, I think
you should do a CD. But that's down the road. Me and my brother, we have our little video promo company, and we're having fun with that. Like I said, my novel will be out in between the middle of March now because I had to tweak some things. But it's coming, and the name of it is Incoming. So y'all can watch out for that. And as my book, My Clouds Have Wings, I got to thank everybody, man, everybody who's been supporting me, believing in me, encouraging me, and I'm just trying to spread the love that people have, that I've been afforded with by other people. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know no other way but to keep going. I really don't. And I hope that I can encourage somebody else because, like I said, writing a book, for me, that was easy. Marketing it, getting people to, buy your book or just even look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
That is definitely the hard part. And once you get accustomed to that, now, my thing is, I'm still overwhelmed by all the attention I'm getting because of my book and the spoken word pieces that, you know, I've done. And it's just amazing to me, you know. I'd be glad that, you know, I have so many ideas in my head. I'd be glad if I could take like 3 weeks off and shut myself up with that cup of coffee, you know, that coffee from Flavor House. You know, just lock myself in my crib, you know, and just say, go for it. It would be incredible, and I know it. So that's the point I'm trying to get to. And once again, Flavor Magazine, Flavor News, L.A., Lady Flavor, you know, I enjoy coming here and talking with y'all, just having a very comfortable dialogue without, you know, all the drama and everything else. I love it because I think we talk of things of substance.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, one of the things I was telling somebody the other day about, you know, why I do Flavor News, you know, there have been some topics that I've wanted to talk about, you know, with some other hosts, and they were too scared to have me come on and talk about it because I just think that there are some real things that we need to put out there to, you know, the artists that are trying to make it out there, you know, and they just need to, you know, hear the real talk. You know, I've been around for, you know, 5 years strong, a little longer, you know, dealing with independent artists, you know, and there are some people that got the hustle down real good, you know, and others are just like, you know, whining about the fact of not having the exposure or the support or whatever. And so, you know, but then when you come down to, you know, asking them for their press kits or, you know, contact info or website, you know, presence or whatever, it's not there. So, and they wonder why they don't sell product. Before I go any further, I have to give a shout out to my dear, dear friend Kua, who is in the chat room, and I know he's listening. He is a big supporter of Flavor News and the Mosaic Show, and especially me, Lady Flavor. But he is an amazing, amazing visual artist. You know, I actually am very, very blessed to have a piece on my wall in my office that he created and sent me from Dallas, Texas. He is going to be featured tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Coach K and Angel Show. So I really encourage, you know, you Verbal to go and check him out and give support to him and to I don't know if Kua is back in the chat room or not, but if Kua, if you would put your blogspot info or, you know, your website so that Verbal can go check out some of your work. His work is amazing, and he has a passion for the homeless and bringing attention and awareness to that population, and you can see it in his work. It's just, you know, there have been some criticism that he's received, which, you know, I take that with a grain of salt, that said that his work is dark, but it's not. In my opinion, and my kids come through here and look at his, you know, piece on my wall, and I'm like, man, he's amazing. So I really, really would encourage anybody to go check out Kua. It's Q-U-W-W-A art, and he's on Facebook. He's got 2 pages on Facebook, and he's got a blog spot that, you know, he's got poetry in his work, and he shares his thoughts and frustrations out there. Oh, he just put his blog spot in the chat room. So I really, really encourage you to go check out his work. I encourage you to become his friend on Facebook, and I really, really encourage you to come out and hear his story and get to know this amazing artist and amazing humanitarian tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Coach K and Angel Show. So, well, man, we've only got 5 minutes left in the show. I'm so glad, Verbal, that you called in and shared this time with me since L.A. was delayed at work. I'm going to play a piece. I don't know if you've heard this or not. This is a piece by an artist out of New York by the name of Darian. I spoke to his I've had contact with his manager, publicist in New York by the name of Miles Anthony, and we're going to be having him on the show here soon. So I'm going to play his piece, which is called
wow.
The Road.
Can I say this? When he put his link in the chat room, I went directly to the link. Oh, my God. You did not exaggerate nay bit, as we say back here. Wow. I don't know how to pronounce his name right. Cure?
Cure?
Brother Cure. Amazing. And I'm going to leave it at that. Once again, Lady Flavor, thank you.
He is amazing. He's somebody that you just need to get to know. He is a kind man. And he's a dear friend of mine and a great friend.
Stunning
to me.
Artwork.
So, yeah, his artwork is just, I mean, when you talk about your spoken word and telling stories, to me, Kua's work tells a story, you know.
No doubt. He has a picture with a guy folding his hands, and it's, oh, man, it's, I can't explain it, but it's a visual. Let me shut up.
Definitely.
This y'all show. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna put it out. So for those of you that are listening live, I really encourage you to go check out his blogspot. It's www.realkuwa.blogspot.com. Please go check out his work there. Again, tomorrow he's going to be on the Coach K and Angel show at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk. And I really, really encourage you to do that. But anyway, thank you so much for showing up late, L.A. Even, you know, I understand that you were at work, and I know you must be very, very tired now, but I appreciate you, you know, coming late. Verbal, I appreciate you, you know, hanging out with me during this time and kind of sharing in some dialogue and let me get, you know, a little bit of frustration off of my chest in regards to that East Coast,
anytime.
West Coast thing.
Anytime, and I'm going to shut up. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and wrap up the show. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
And Brother Cure, I'm impressed. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Verbal. All right. Well, we've only got 2 minutes now left in the show. I would encourage all of you that are listening to go check us out at www.flavanews.com. Over there, we've got a variety of things for you to look at, to participate in, and, you know, to be updated on a variety of artists from around the globe. We've got our newsletter. We've got a feature. We've got our art you know, section where we sell. So www.flavanews.com. And we've only got 1 minute left, so I'm just going to go ahead and close out the show with The Road by Darian. And good night, everyone.
Night.
Hope to see you on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time right here at the Mosaic Show with Flavin L.A.
Time to leave. Packed up all my favorite things. Storms could come my way, bring clouds, I'm not afraid. 'Cause I believe this will be my destiny. Storms are sending out rain, also bring winds of change. Finally, feel like I can spread my wings. Destination's clear, though my flight's been delayed. Time and time again, I found to watch your feet come off the ground. You can't help but find the strength to break loose from the chains that held you from your dreams.
Gold is a test in me.
Overnight,
turning my life around.
Won't
ever get me down. Why would you
worries that I might run out of patience. And then suddenly, like a day brand new, all my colors began to fall in place. Filling all my voice, I'm overjoyed. Made a difference in my life and led me to the place I wanna be.
Born is a testament
in me, baby.
I was born for a little while, but that's
over now. It's up to me to make sense. I'm gonna do everything I can to make the most of my life on today. Cause no one really knows what the future holds. You're not promised another day. You always do yourself before no one else to make the changes in your life.
Mosaic Show with Flav in L.A. Also hanging out with us this evening is our dear friend Verbal Skills out of South Carolina. We encourage you to come back every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 o'clock a.m. Sundays. This is where we support independent artists. Flav News is connecting the dots all the way from the Pacific Northwest. Thank you so much for tuning in and good night.